July 25th, A Reason for Sorrow. I am telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. Romans 9:1-2. Sorrow and grief for mankind. As a Christian and a preacher's wife, I have felt both of these emotions many times. I have felt it for those who have never accepted Christ and those who chose to walk away from Him and once again follow the sins of the flesh and mind. I have been sorrowful to the point of tears. Many preachers will tell you that nothing is more discouraging and heartbreaking than pouring your heart and time into people and then watch them turn their back on Christ and His message. Do you grieve for people? Paul was grieving for people. He said in the next verse, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh." He wished that he could be separated from Christ so that his fleshly family and Israel would come to Christ. Could you say that? I am so thankful that this is not an option. Christ was and is the ultimate sacrifice for us. Today, consider anyone you know who has never accepted Christ or has walked away from God. Grieve for them and pray they may be reached before it is too late.